B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Pod, but it's...
Oh, my gosh.
I'm tired. That's Friday.
You've got no sleep this week, Roy.
I know. You should have heard me trying to get stuff ready for my afternoon show in there. I was blabbing all over the place. But no, it's the Rap Party Podcast, where we wrap up the show.
What a wrap up. Yeah. Fridays are always fun. We play throwback music. And what is hilarious is Roy and I, a couple months ago now, pre-COVID-19, put together a list, Loren. You were back in the studio at the time, of songs that we wanted our bosses and Cameron, our music director, to add to the music library for our free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with a system at the time that was so good and so easy. We just did a color code, like blue meant one thing, a yellow song meant another. Yep. And then if there was no color on it, it meant the third thing. So Roy opens up his computer. We went back to work on it today, and he goes, oh, boy, what does the blue mean? I go, I have no idea.
Yeah.
He goes, you guys didn't make a key?
No. He goes, what's the yellow mean? I go, I don't know. So we had to go back and start the whole list all over again. So MRL.
It really is. If you could ever define our show, it's nonsense like that. Because that's what it is. It's just nonsense.
We wasted our time. We wasted probably 2 hours putting the list together. And then I was like, well, let's just pick up where we left off. We couldn't pick up where we left off, so we didn't know what the fuck we were talking about.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway. And then there's like certain songs that like it didn't make sense. They weren't in the system, then they were.
No. So clearly, even what we were doing, we weren't doing it well because what we thought was our system wasn't.
What a shit week. You know, it was a short week, but it was a shit week. We got these signs called Frontline Hero Signs. And it was supposed to be a simple process of taking our logo, the station logo, and our sponsor, Window Nation, put them on a sign, and put these signs on people's front yards who are frontline heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole was working hard on it. We got in touch with the sales rep for Window Nation. They're all set. Everybody's good. And it all went to hell on Tuesday.
It was a total shit show.
All went to hell.
And it was for reasons that... I have you ever gone into a meeting thinking you're going to talk about one thing and then you end up talking about something completely different and you're like, wow,
rug gets pulled out from under
you? Yeah, it's like I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I got fired that way.
Yeah.
I went in and I was like, wait, you're firing us? What the hell did we do?
Yeah, that's
like, really?
That's kind of how this was. Yeah. It was like, it involved like we were evidently just going to get one-sided signs.
To keep the cost down. That was the ultimate goal.
And then our boss flipped out because he's like, you idiot. Who doesn't have common sense? You get two signs because the people on both sides driving down the road can see the sign. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Well, he's putting it sideways. I had it front ways on the yard.
Yeah, I had it front ways too.
Yeah.
In my head.
And I wasn't there. I was getting my tooth fixed. So I heard.
So we took the brunt of it.
And you took the. Now, normally I take the brunt of it and I don't shut up in meetings.
Yeah.
But I just find it so crazy that our big boss Walter, who runs the entire cluster of radio stations here in Charlotte, responsible for getting us back to budget after the terrible economy right now, is now responsible for getting these signs
right
from cheapsigns.com.
It's not like even we're dealing with this big reputable company.
We went to cheapsigns.com to get the best price, and Nicole
screwed up our quote.
Oh, and every day there's something about this. All right, Nicole, is it done finally? It's not. She's shaking her head no.
Which I'm not surprised that he screwed up our quote. Do you know why? Because it's cheapsigns.com.
Yeah, but it's a real company. Like, we talked to a person who worked there.
Of course you did, but it's not a big, it's not Fast Signs.
When do you think we're getting our signs, if you had to take a guess?
When this is over.
July.
I'm so over it. And then you know, after we got in trouble.
Are you not joking?
No. July.
Oh, really? July?
No, boy.
It takes 4 weeks.
Really?
It takes 4 weeks to get the signs made?
It takes two.
She's saying it takes two. She's off the mic over there doing work. But yeah, it's
well, gosh, we're already promoting it and it's on the website.
And everybody was involved in it. The salesperson, the sales manager, our boss Quagmire, our big boss Walter, the graphics department. I mean, and we thought we were doing everything right. And they were going to be like.
We screwed up even like graphics. We, because we're not graphic artists, we didn't have the station logo on it. We're like, oh, I don't know.
Do we have an MRL show logo, Kiss 95.1 logo combination?
No, they're all separate.
Because our boss, Walter, who complains about it, told us he doesn't want that. He wants the KISS logo and the MRL show logo to be separate.
In fact, I remember one time we were advocating because we wanted to be part of the station logo so that, you know, if the van goes out or if, you know, we get shirts made and we could put the KISS logo on it, but then our logo's on it too.
Right. But anyway, our new graphic designer, who's awesome, who apparently was on vacation, pulled over in a rest stop and whipped together a sign for us. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Bakari. He reminds me of Rome.
Yeah, I got it. I'll never forget it now. I was going to say Davi.
Never heard that before.
No,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And that's why I'm talking about him. That's why I'm not doing that to his face. I'm sure if I did it to his face, he'd be like,
let me get a sign.
Yeah.
Walter wants Bakari to make an MRL KISS sign now and then sell masks on our website.
Because Philly did it.
Yeah. So he thinks we can do it.
But, you know, I'm just burnt out. I'm like, I don't care.
Plus, we just found out that our pay cut's going to last throughout the year, which is, you know.
At least we're employed.
We're getting paid 10% less and working 10% more. This is a radio station owner's dream.
I know. It's tough times, though. The economy is just going to have to bounce back.
I know. So, all right, Loren, tell us. You had to have a conversation with your mom and Elena about their behavior in the house. It's like two and a half men over there with two women.
Yeah. No, it went fine. Everyone was real receptive to it, so.
Everyone was real, because Loren laid the wrath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're too afraid now, but how when she left, they were, you know, whispering.
Yeah. Turned around, flipped you off. Like a kid.
Shut up. They did not.
You're not going to be freaked out, Loren. You're going to be trying to turn around quick whenever you're not near them.
No.
Listen to this. I went to this wasn't a wedding I was in, but I was at a buddy's wedding in Rhode Island. It was awesome. Right on the water. They got married. My really good buddy. And
now they're divorced.
Well, they are divorced. And they were dancing and partying throughout the night. And they had an argument. And the bride turned around and walked away. And the groom gave double FUs behind, like, at the wedding.
Yeah, that, like, relationship was doomed.
He goes like that. And I'm like, yo, bro, you shouldn't have gotten married.
Yeah, you guys are already having that.
He married her, though, because, and this is something we can actually talk about next week. He married her because she was a pilot and he had a place in Costa Rica and wanted that free airfare.
What?
Yes, she was a United pilot.
Yeah, so it was doomed from the beginning.
Yeah, she was using him.
I can never imagine flicking off Sterling and being like real about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you flicked off your wife?
I flicked off Amanda. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I flick people off, but not Amanda. Actually, I haven't flicked anybody off in a long time.
I don't think I've ever flicked anyone off. That's such a weird task.
My friends, like that.
Like, I've never gotten so angry driving down the road and been like, F you, and flick someone off.
I know, that's really angry.
Yeah.
I saw somebody get spitting mad at me because I cut them off. It was like an older guy. He was
spitting
like,
mad.
Yeah, he was like foaming out of his mouth and he was all red. Like, his middle finger was like straight up. He's like, fuck you, what the fuck do you think you're doing, like a fucking cocksucker? Like that. And I was like, whoa.
Dude, my bad.
What a rap party. I know. And all I did was like cut over in front of him to make a left. But he was like all red and mad, you know. All pent up, probably.
There's been many, many times where I haven't, like, I'm driving all calm and people are yelling at me. I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah. I know. I knew what I did, but it wasn't that big of a deal. I didn't stop the flow of traffic. I just cut over in front of him. He's like, I
got it. I
didn't
mean to let you turn in the right-hand lane. It wasn't that big
spitting
of a deal.
Out of his mouth. What, Ren?
I said you just made a left-hand turn out of the right-hand lane. Yeah, not that big of a deal.
Yeah,
basically, I had to cut over real quick. But I remember I was like, "Whoa, bro, calm down!
Dude, you have a heart attack. It's just driving."
He was probably all calm before that.
I rarely get into road rage. Although I take that back. When I went to real estate school, I had to go to take real estate school at Ballantyne. I wouldn't get out of the school and like at 5:45 when it is awful traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Like that 6 o'clock traffic in the Ballantyne area, I was pissed during those times.
It's Ballantyne's just blowing up, so the roads aren't even good enough.
Yeah, I was. That, yeah. That's the only time I've ever really got road rage.
Before. God, that's why. Like I would just. I don't know if I can ever go back to regular hours,
like 9 to 5.
Like I just couldn't. I'll take a job in like Fargo, making way less money just to
do
keep
mornings.
The hours. I think I would.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. Traffic sucks.
I know traffic is terrible.
I know. So.
Well.
Hey, was your meeting with your mom, was that when you told your mom and Elaine and Dallas to sit down, was there alcohol involved or was it catered at all?
It was during dinner.
Oh, so
yes,
it was catered.
There was alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And did you bring it up?
Yeah.
How'd you start it?
I don't remember.
Come on.
I don't remember. It was like a, hey, Dallas and I were talking. We just want to make sure everyone's on the same page.
That's such an awkward opening.
I know. That's why I asked.
Everyone's eating. So. Everyone's quiet eating. And someone's like, hey, so.
Dallas is like ready to take his food to the bathroom and go hide because he's in like confrontation.
And then I bet, Lauren, you did the thing where then you try to like cover it up with something really nice on the back end.
No, Dallas does that.
Oh, Dallas does that. Okay, so he lets you do the hard thing, and he's like, listen, we really appreciate what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
And Lorraine goes, do we?
No, we do.
I know. So that's never going to happen again. We nip that in the bud. That's good.
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That is a Rap Party Podcast. Roy's got to get out of here and go to Cabarrus County to deliver food from Heist Brewery. Everybody go say hi to Heist Brewery and thank them so much for feeding the front line today.
Go see our friend Spencer, our bud Spence.
One more week of Loren. Next week, we are going to do a lot of Loren. We're going to celebrate this woman. We have one surprise guest after another.
It's just going to be filled with celebrities.
Yeah, your mask is on.
I know.
Are you bringing your MRL mask?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Are you leaving? You're like ready to go, huh?
No, I mean, I have to be there by 11:30. It's 10:55, and it's a 30-minute drive.
Go.
All right, see you. Bye, everybody.
Don't forget to give me my iPhones.
I won't.
Okay.
Oh, they're gone.
What?
They're gone. She must have taken them.
I'll get them back.
Well, I don't know which ones you pulled out.
It's the black cased ones.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.